Arthur Miller's All My Sons opened on Broadway in 1947. The original production at the Cornet Theater won the Tony Award for Best Direction for Elia Kazan and the Tony Award for Author for Arthur Miller. Two Broadway revivals have been staged since and two film versions made, along with countless regional community and school productions. Like many of Miller's plays, All My Sons has become theater canon in half a century.
All My Sons is the summer's second main stage show at Barrington Stage and will run from July 19th to August 4th. The production is directed by Barrington Stage's artistic director, Julianne Boyd, and stars Jeff McCarthy and Lisbeth McKay as Joe and Kate Keller.
Jeff McCarthy was last seen at Barrington Stage in 2010 as the title character in Sweeney Todd. His New York credits include Urinetown, Sideshow, and The Pirate Queen. On television, he's been on The Good Wife, various iterations of Law and Order, and Star Trek, and more.
Elizabeth McKay performed in Barrington Stage's production of A View from the Roof. Last summer, she was at the Williamstown Theater Festival in their production of Lewis Black's comedy One Slight Hitch. Her Broadway credits include Crimes of the Heart, The Heiress, and the 2008 Broadway revival of All My Sons. She was also in the films In and Out, Malcolm X, One True Thing, and more.
We could continue to list their credits, or we could begin actually doing an interview. Let's do the latter. These two actors join us now, along with director of All My Sons, Julianne Boyd, Elizabeth Kay, and Jeff McCarthy. I welcome you all to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, good morning.
We're psyched to have you here. Julianne, let us begin with you in the sense of what it is about the show that and why you wanted to take it on for the second main stage production.
I think this is a major, major play of Arthur Miller. I mean, I think next to Death of a Salesman, it's Death of a Salesman, The Crucible, and All My Sons that are his greatest plays. I love the play, what it's saying. I think it's still very apropos to today about the choice between business ethics and personal responsibility in society. That never goes out of style, and it always remains something that we should, you know, talk about. I've known Jeff McCarthy for a while. We worked on Sweeney together and Follies and Mac and Mabel, and I thought he would be a brilliant Joe Keller. And when you have the actor that matches the play, it seems to be the right direction for us to go. Also, our audiences love serious plays, and we did Arthur Miller's The Crucible a few years ago, and it was so unbelievably popular, more popular than I thought that it would be. And we're finding that just give our audiences something really to bite into, to think about, to talk about, and they come to the theater.
Boy, I just saw Salesman on Broadway, and you know, you forget of just of how deep and how that Miller gets into your head and just plays with it. It stays with you for days.
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine acting it.
I know. And I mean, we just did a reading yesterday. We had our first rehearsal. And we were like, wow, this is such a great play. It's an opportunity. I think when we do work on a play like this, the actors and I have an opportunity. I mean, rarely can you work on something this great.
Yeah.
And also for in our main stage house to bring it to our audiences, I think we're really lucky to be doing it.
For you, Jeff, I assume this is one of those roles. Julianne was talking before about how actors come here because they want to do something.
Right.
Is this something that you've wanted to do for a while?
Well, I didn't realize I was I'd aged enough to do it. When she called me and suggested, I read the thing and I did the math and here I am, very very happily. It's a great great role. Yeah.
Well, you seem to be in the Berkshires a lot. What do you think of our area?
Well, I come here to swim every morning. I did that about half an hour ago, and I swim after rehearsals, and then we come and do, you know, some of the great literature and the history of mankind here on this stage. So I cherish the opportunity to come back every summer or every other summer, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. And Elizabeth, you've been with us work for a while.
This play, you mean?
Yes,
this particular
All My Sons.
One? Yes, I understudied Diane Wiest in the most recent Broadway production and played a small role, and I went on for her for almost 2 weeks. And it's just, it's great to get to do my own version of it now, because when you understudy, you have to, and you go on, you have to do your version of somebody else's performance.
How does that work? That's so interesting.
Well, it works in different ways. It's frustrating sometimes, but it's also very exciting. But when they call you at 10 in the morning and they say you're going on at 2 o'clock and you go, oh.
Yeah, but okay. What I mean is that you have to study, you have to not only study the lines and know what your interpretation would be, but now you have to sort of do what the other person was doing.
Right. You can't go very far off because you'll just throw the whole play out of kilter. So, you know, you're there all the time. You're watching her performance and it, you know, when that particular production gets under your skin, so that when you have to actually hit the stage and do it with your commitment, it's slightly different, but it's in the ballpark, which is what's important.
So what's the relationship between you and somebody like Diane Wiest when that happens?
Oh, no. We're great. We're great friends, you know. I love Diane. Yeah. In fact, I've replaced her in shows sometimes, and the relationship is great. It's not like all about Eve, like, oh, I hope she... You know, usually, whenever I've understudied, I've never wanted to go on. It's like, I always say understudying is really the worst job in theater, because you're constantly on edge. You have to always be prepared, and you actually are always there when everybody else is there, and then you have to be there for your own rehearsals, and then when you go on, you don't really get to give your own performance of your own interpretation of a role.
And do you know, and certainly I don't mean any disrespect in this, but you know there's a segment of the audience who opens up the playbill and says, oh, Diane Wiest isn't, damn.
I know.
You know, and that must be hard.
Well, there's also, you know, and not patting my own back, there's also a small, you know, a section of people in New York would say, oh, Liz McKay is going on. Okay.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know. But, you know, totally. It's, but they know before they actually sit down that she's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if it's a really good production, which, you know, this is, they come anyway, and then they still get the full experience. So,
and we have to remember that's how Leonard Bernstein got his chance.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The guy collapsed. And then Leonard Bernstein ended up doing it, and that was it.
Conducting?
Wow.
Yeah, conducting.
Wow. Cool. For collapsing. I guess that's not very cool. But, you know, hopefully you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All My Sons is going to be running July 19th through August 4th. And for you to take it over that time and to be on the main stage, and I'm Julie, I find it interesting what you said earlier about the audiences like the serious stuff, and to fill these seats, it really opens up a very large dialogue, doesn't it?
It does. Well, we started doing serious things, really serious things, on our stage too. When we did Freud's Last Session, Mark St. Germain's Freud's Last Session, we were planning to run it for 2 weeks because we did not know we had a serious audience. We ran it for 10 weeks.
Wow. And everybody who was ever psychoanalyzed was in that audience.
I mean, every or anyone who liked C.S. Lewis or Sigmund Freud.
Yeah.
And then we did a play called The Whipping Man, which was a play, a very serious play about the end of the Civil War. And that also, we just extended that. So I think we started building that audience in our stage two, and it's really come over to our main stage.
So what is it that does that? Is it the fact that you have an artistic clientele built in because of Tanglewood and because of all the rest of the things that happened to the Berkshires?
Partly. I think partly so. And I think, I mean, since the economic recession, people have seemed to want more serious things. Mm. I would have thought they would want to see Crazy for You and, you know, Ha 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 and things like that. But it seems as if they want to get more in touch with the human experience. Like, they want to get more in touch with where they are, what are the problems. I mean, this play, I mean, it's an amazing play because it's about Joe Keller, who we find out really cares deeply about his family and the American dream, so much so that he sells defective airplane parts to the government to basically make money to support his family and his dreams. But what he ends up doing is failing not only his own son, it's about their father and son relationship, but all my sons, meaning all of the men who were fought in World War II or who flew planes. It's an amazing story. And, you know, I have to tell you, there's still people selling out there, as we know,
yeah,
and that who think they're doing what's right. and we find out that it isn't. So it's a skewed American dream, or actually a failed American dream. And I think Arthur Miller dealt with it in Death of a Salesman. This play, of course, came before Death of a Salesman. This was his first real hit. He had one play, Man Who Had All the Luck, or I think that's what it was called.
Yeah.
That was a failed play. And this one took him 2.5 years to write. It was actually based on a story that he had heard. His mother-in-law told him about a young woman who informed on her father who was selling defective airplane parts. And it took him 2.5 years to write this. So I think to bite these parts off the way Jeff McCarthy and Liz McKay are, it's just an amazing opportunity to investigate such rich parts.
There's that social side, of course, but then there's the theatrical side. I remember seeing The Crucible with Liam Neeson and Laura Linney on Broadway with my mother, and there was a point, it just one of its most dramatic moments, and my mother just put her arm on mine, and she said, "This is why God created theater."
Oh, we love your mother. We love your mother.
And you feel that way.
Yeah,
you know that there's just those moments that are so incredible.
I was driving here this morning and just feeling I feel noble. I feel the integrity level is up, and here we are.
Well, you are noble.
Beautiful summer. Well, it's because
you swim before you came here. You're noble.
But choosing to do this kind of work opposed to other things at different times for money and whatnot. Yeah, this is a great honor.
Can I ask what the relationship between the actor and the director are for you guys?
In front of me. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, she makes these great, she has these great pasta parties. That's what roped me in originally. She and her husband, they serve wine and pasta sometime at the summer. That's really part of the reason I come up here. But
that's why everybody comes.
Yeah, it's called my cannoli party. I do every year for the entire staff in the middle of the summer. And so it's between the big musical and the next play between Main Stage 1 and 2. And, of course, Jeff was here for Sweeney Todd, play number one. And we have a great time. Liz, just wait till you.
Well, Jeff.
Weird.
Certainly answers the question.
Well, we go back. Brimstone was the first one at the Berkshire Festival. That was the first time I worked with her. And it was a great, Julie and I really banged heads in the best possible sense.
Oh, we did.
And
we haven't been banging heads. Are we older, Jeff?
Well, that was a conflicted play. I think we agree about the point of view of this one. We did on that as well.
Well, this is only the second day of rehearsal. So.
Yes, right.
I was going to ask you. We're very early in the process, aren't we?
We really are. Yeah.
No cannoli for you.
Right. But I think the exciting thing is that when you work with really bright actors, you want them to have opinions. If they don't, then they're going to be various versions of me on the stage, and I don't want that. I want Jeff to have his interpretation. Sure. Liz, and my job is to have everyone's what they're trying to do with the characters put together under one umbrella and make sure that they all match the concept that we're trying to do.
We bang heads in front of the audience.
Same plane.
Yeah. We're all in the same plane. Did you ever see a play and you go, they're not all in the same play,
right,
those actors.
Doing their
they're all doing
different
many
things.
Different styles.
Yeah.
This is a great cast. The first reading yesterday, it's beautifully cast, and it's going to be a really strong production.
And yesterday, the first rehearsal, you sit down, you read through the play, then you have a break, then you come back, and you start to read very slowly and stop and talk about sections. Well, we had 4 hours, and we're nowhere near the end of Act One yet.
Right.
In
this
three-act play in our discussion, because it's so rich.
Yeah.
All My Sons, starring Jeff McCarthy and Elizabeth Kay, directed by Julianne Boyd, will run in Barrington Stage's main stage, right where we're sitting right now, July 19th through August 4th. For ticket and showtime information, visit Barrington Stage Co. stageco.org. Julianne, Elizabeth, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for joining us. A delight to have you here.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, Joe and Alan.
You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Mass. On WAMC.